One of the world's biggest insurance advisors, Aon, says the recent bushfires represent Australia's fifth biggest insurance loss in 20 years. Peter Cheeseman, Aon's head of analytics, warns recent Australian economic losses of more than $7 billion are enhanced by changing climate conditions triggering extreme weather events. Mr. Cheeseman is speaking here with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
We've just had all the bushfires, I think, officially extinguished now by the deluge of rain in New South Wales. But, you know, there's still potential for more severe conditions. The aspects that have been unusual is probably the actual spatial extent of these bushfires, which have been incredible.
Should it now be clear to regulators and insurers that climate change has to be considered, at least as a factor, in the bushfires we've just seen?
It definitely has to be considered. All the companies that we work with and represent are actually already considering how they sort of view the long-term effects of climate change. We tend to use the past as a precursor of what might happen in the future. And so insurance companies look at their risk and go, okay, then in 2050, what might that risk look like? What we consider the BAU aspect, business as usual, meaning the world's not doing very much about carbon emissions.
So when you look to 2050, what do you see if business as usual continues?
It's not enough for one country to decide to sort of reduce its carbon emissions. It needs to be a global initiative where we really are reducing carbon emissions to try and curb the temperature rises.
But when you're analysing the risk of extreme weather events in the future, do you see a greater prevalence of what we've just seen and a link to a changing climate?
Probably the strongest link that we would say is that actually maybe a bushfire season might be longer.
When you talk about longer bushfire seasons, how concerned are insurers about the next one that's coming up?
Oh, I mean, they're always going to be concerned, particularly because there's the focus towards what climate change might do in the future to any business.
So are governments doing enough to change their policies to ensure there's more resilience to cope with extreme weather events?
I think there's the opportunity for what we would call de-risking governments from a financial perspective.
The Reserve Bank Governor, Dr. Philip Lowe, says the economic cost from climate change will be profound. So are alarm bells ringing at insurance companies and also the big reinsurers who are bankrolling the risk?
Across Australia, insurance companies have become much more sophisticated in how they look at risk in terms of bushfire risk, flood risk, etc.
And so what insurance companies want to see is better information on building codes, materials, better flood mapping, for example.
Absolutely. Quite rightly, building codes should be geared towards, you know, saving lives, for instance, to withstanding an earthquake or a cyclone, for instance. The byproduct of that is actually they become safer in terms of human life.
The economic cost is already in the billions, but with a greater prevalence and greater risk, could some areas, whether they're in the bush or on the coast, become too risky to insure?
There are some areas that are obviously more at risk than others. And if we can get much more collaboration across the science, across government, across industry, we'll be in a much, much better position in the future to start really deciding what a more resilient Australia might look like.
That's Peter Cheeseman, the head of Asia Pacific Analytics with the reinsurance giant Aon, and he was speaking with Peter Ryan.